This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Place to Be Nation, welcome to a very special episode of Piece of the Action. I am your host, Matt Souza. Thank you all for joining me for yet another action movie live watch. Very special episode because it is the 1 year anniversary of this podcast. And what better way to spend it than with the crew that was on one of the best episodes of this show, if I may say so myself, along with a guest returning to the show after having not been on the show for exactly one episode. It's been a long absence for this guy, I tell you. They also happen to be some of my favorite people on the planet, and Sean Kidd is also here. So let's not waste any more time and bring them in. Since I've already mentioned him, he is the Joker to my Batman. Sean Kidd, hello.
Good evening, Matt. It's awesome to be here tonight with two people that will be in my will and you and Ben who will not.
Well, if I had a heart, it would be broken. Mm. Next. Hopefully, this man will not pass out during the recording of this podcast. Ben Locke. Ben, hello.
Good evening, Matt. Yes, I've had a tactical nap, so we should be good to go. And the international conversion rate is rubbish, Sean, so I'm quite happy not to be in the world. That's fine.
Mm. Didn't you have a tactical nap during WrestleMania? And that didn't work out too well. But anyway, next.
Next. Get it out early. You got it out early, Ben.
I did it on night one. That was the problem.
Yeah. Oh, well, that'll do it. There you go. Next, the very first guest I had on this podcast, Jennifer Smith. Jenny, hello.
Hey, Maddie. Thank you for having me back. Excited to be here.
Well, thank you for coming on, as always. And finally, the king of controversy, Sean Kidd's adopted son, Logan Crosland. Logan, hello.
Damn it, Matt. Why did you have me on two episodes in a row?
Patrick Stewart, my goodness. What are you doing here? Wow. Yes, if you have not listened to the last episode of Piece of the Action, it was basically 2.5 hours of Patrick Stewart impressions. So if you're into that sort of thing, please go back and listen to it. No, so,
thank you for having me, Matt. I appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. No problem. So today, I have decided that in honor of this here 1 year anniversary celebration, we would watch Die Hard with a Vengeance. We've decided to skip Die Hard 2 because I don't think any of us really care for that movie quite much. And Die Hard with a Vengeance is very, very good, if I do say so myself. So we've decided to skip number 2 and jump right to 3. But before we hit play on this here movie, I do just have a very, very brief announcement, if I may. The views and comments expressed by Logan Crosland on this podcast are his own and do not reflect the views of the host of Piece of the Action, other guests of Piece of the Action, and Place to Be Nation at large. So I just have to get that out there, cover my ass, you know, all that stuff. So with that out of the way, let's watch a movie, shall we? Is everybody paused and ready to go?
Yes.
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 All right. In 3, 2, 1. Good night, folks. Can't top that.
Well, nobody was saying anything, so I had to break the ice.
Go out on the high.
Well, Matt, you did mention earlier you're worried people weren't going to sing, so we just kind of ad-libbed there a little bit. I thought it was pretty good.
I mean, look, the bottom line is you could do whatever you want. I merely suggested you to not sing as to not destroy my eardrums, but if you want to sing, there's always a mute button here, so.
Oh, there will be singing, don't worry.
Fantastic.
Ben, now's your cue.
I'm not going to sing, but all I'm going to say is after what we were talking about pre-show, Hot Time Summer in the City. Is that Jenny's garage or this song?
Yes,
I'm not sure.
It is.
Her garage.
I don't know what a garage is.
Well, what is a garage?
Garage.
So, where do you say you're recording, Jenny?
The garage.
The garage. Yes, we call it the garage.
Oh. Garage. Well, Jenny is recording in her hot garage.
Jesus.
Way to make it sound filthy, Sean. Nicely done.
Yeah, I went through, but it's...
Christ oh, almighty.
Shit. Oh, shit. Stuff's blowing up.
All right, so New York is blowing up.
Let's just hope she doesn't have a hot undercarriage in her garage.
Jesus Christ. Let's hope it's not a swamp garage.
Oh, boy.
I think Jenny hung up.
Jenny's
up. No, I don't know.
Who could blame her?
Tapped out.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you.
Yes.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. What happened?
I don't think we took you out a bit. I don't know.
It's weird.
That damn
Matt garage. Muted. Yes.
I think the humidity took out your garage.
I think I passed out from the heat. Yes, I can hear you.
All right, I'm just checking.
I like how you typed it out like she's Helen Keller or something.
Well, I was trying to be secretive about it, but
I made just it so weird. Okay, the movie is on. All right.
Yeah, so we should probably talk about what's happening here.
Yeah, we got a first edition of Simon Says here.
This podcast.
Y'all, I don't remember jack shit about this movie.
Oh, well, this will be fun. Yeah. So basically, this guy just blew up a bunch of buildings. Now he's calling the chief of the police, asking for John McClane, and his name is Simon. And he's saying, Simon Says.
Okay.
So, yes. So I just summed that up quite nicely, I thought.
Kind of bummed I won't be able to break out my god-awful Gruber impression.
Why not?
Because Alan Rickman's not in the movie.
I know, but can't you do a good Simon?
I can't do a good Alan Rickman. Never mind. Name escapes me at the moment.
All right. I want to hear Ben do a Simon. Ben, you do Simon.
Simon, thank you.
What are you talking about, McClane?
Good lord.
Is that Harry
Swing
Potter?
Swing and a miss.
Who plays Simon?
Impression thing, all right.
It's, what's his name?
Jeremy Irons.
Jeremy Irons.
Yeah, wait. You should have nailed that, Ben. Sorry.
The voice of Scar from Lion King.
I mean, out of all of us here, you have the best chance of sounding like him, so.
Say.
So McClane is an alcoholic at this point.
Is that weird English-German accent they try and do again?
I don't know if I have a scar. I'm sorry.
So they picked up McClane at this point, clearly hungover after a bender, and they're driving him to some random place to drop him off.
The first closed captioning I saw was in a German accent, give me a pie or I'll cave your head in.
All right.
That's literally the first closed caption part I saw.
This police chief is great value, Gary Oldman.
A little bit. Looks like he should be in Beetlejuice instead of this movie.
The police chief?
Yeah, he looks a little weird.
That lady with him, they've got straight out of 1988, yeah. Haven't they?
That lady is in a lot of the Police Academy movies, just FYI. Mm. She's also in Smokey and the Bandit 3. For those of you that have seen Smokey and the Bandit.
I've seen one. I stopped after two.
And the fact that I know that makes me really, really old, so carry on.
I mean, we knew that anyway, but...
Yes, you did.
Just that makes me really old.
At least you can admit it.
Of course I can admit it. I wouldn't have a son like you if I weren't old.
I love that I'm back in the will now. I thought I was out.
Yeah, you know, I got over it. It happens. You can't just toss your kids out. I mean, all of us would if we could, but we can't, so we don't.
Now, what would it take for me and Ben to get in the will?
Oh, great question.
Let me think through that. Why John McClane pulls his pants off.
Well, we got nothing but time. Think it through. It was a tough one, I understand.
Yeah, I guess there's no reason you can't be in it, but you can only have so many people in it.
There's only so much to go around.
I got to take care of my wife and my real kids, and then I got to take care of my adopted child, then Jenny, because I like Jenny, and Jake, who's my Eugene child.
Oh, I completely understand. I'm very low on the pecking order, but being on it is an honor.
You've kind of grown on me like a fungus over the last week or so.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Are cute together. I would consider it, Sean.
I enjoy my partnership with Matt quite a bit, actually.
Who wouldn't?
And the more we do it, the more we do things together, the more we seem to like a lot of the same things. It's almost like we're dating or something. Really weird.
It's been cute to watch you guys make out and stuff.
Well, we try to hide it, but, you know, the problem is he's been with my sister-in-law, so it's been very awkward. And, yeah. It's very awkward.
Now, speaking of wrong things, Bruce has just got out of the van and he's wearing a sandwich board, just to warn you what's all coming up.
So are we going to let Logan do commentary on this scene? Because I feel like he's the right guy to handle this one.
Yes, I think that.
Because he wears a sandwich board?
No, what happens with the sandwich board? Jenny, do you remember this scene at all?
No.
Does he make a sausage sandwich?
Oh, God. This is a very uncomfortable scene.
Oh, good God.
Wait till you see what's on the sign, Jenny. It's very uncomfortable. Okay.
Sure, that's uncomfortable.
I know what's coming.
Jenny, I want you to observe his surroundings as he's walking down the street. Observe his surroundings.
Sweet old ladies.
You're in Harlem, New York, yes.
Mm-hmm. Remember what I said at the beginning of the podcast?
Like, was legit shocking when I saw it in the movie theater. I couldn't believe he did this.
Oh, there he is.
And there's Nick Fury.
Oh, yes.
The goat.
That's Sam motherfucking Jackson, Sean.
and in this movie, his name is Zeus.
That's a great name.
And I think these are his nephews.
Yes.
I believe you are right.
This is post-Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, it was the next year.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It came out the year before.
Year after. Was Pulp Fiction 90? Pulp
94.
Fiction 94. 94. This was 95.
Yeah. Another great movie.
Mm-hmm.
Should have won a lot more Oscars than it did, but, you know, Forrest Gump was around.
Yeah.
Yeah, that little movie named Forrest Gump.
I'm not saying it's a little movie, but if you ask me which of the two movies is better.
So, Ben, you think Pulp Fiction is better?
Then Forrest Gump, yes.
Yeah, I probably agree with that.
Yes.
I mean, they do have a heroin overdose in there. It's pretty good. Yeah.
There's a lot of feet in Pulp Fiction. There's a lot of feet in Pulp
Fiction.
Yeah,
there's too much Uma Thurman feet.
No, that's why he likes it.
Uma Thurman and feet.
Here we go.
Oh, yeah. Here we go, Jenny. Wait for this.
Oh, God.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, shit.
What are you doing? Somebody about to get killed. He's gonna walk right up to him.
Oh, Bruno!
It's an interesting, boring fact. Because they did film this in Harlem, they could not put a board.
Oh yeah, so this is the worst possible scenario right here
for Bruce's own safety, basically.
Oh, you mean they couldn't walk around like that? Weird.
Yeah, I didn't think that they could actually.
So, Jenny, the guy Simon said they had to drop him off in here in this sign, or they were going to blow up something else. That's why he's here.
Okay.
Yeah.
You having a night?
You're asking him, are you feeling all right? Are you mental?
Sam Jackson looks so young.
Mm-hmm.
He really does.
He really does.
What year was this?
95.
Nice. 95.
Hey,
released
everybody, do
on
you
my
know
birthday
how old that was?
In 1995.
I know the answer to this.
Two.
I was four. It was my fourth birthday when this movie was released.
22.
I was 14.
I was 22.
I got to see it. This is a 15. I got to lie. I could see this at the cinema.
So now the guys on the steps just saw the sign.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Sean was the ripe old age of 37 when this
I said I was 22.
I was 13. Oh, he's trying to talk some sense into him.
Yeah, they want him to start acting crazy so they don't kill him.
Does he look like a friend of mine?
Sam Jackson in this movie is fantastic, by the way.
I mean, there's not much he isn't good in.
No, he's pretty much good at everything. Oh. I am the voice of God, my own God.
Uh-oh.
Oh, dear.
I told my librarian I had a bad headache. I have a very bad headache.
Oh.
He got punched like a bitch.
He just throws a basketball at him. Oh, that's great.
Is he naked?
No, he's got boxers on.
No, yeah, he's
God. Oh, no. What the shit?
Back the fuck up now.
All right.
Why did he have a gun taped to his back?
Because he didn't know what he was walking into, and he's a cop.
Oh, my God, he almost died.
Just in case it was a situation like this.
I mean, don't you walk around with a gun duct taped to your back?
I mean, obviously, I just didn't think that anybody else did.
I call that a Tuesday.
Oh, my God.
Can anybody else swear to say the word fuck better than Samuel L. Jackson, by the way?
No. Absolutely not. We are exactly like 10-15 minutes into this movie and Bruce is already bleeding.
I love the soccer ball that has all the different flags on it in the back there.
I thought it's a ball. It looks like it should be, but it's not.
What'd you say?
What?
Are you falling asleep already?
No, I said it's a tournament football.
Oh, okay, yeah. I got you.
That Ben, he's a stickler for accuracy.
But don't fuck with me. I'll shove a lightning bolt up your ass. He's so great.
I need to start using that.
It probably stayed in this guy's garage for too long, so it kind of a little bit.
You know I'm a stickler for the rules, Matt. Come on.
It's true.
Just trying to figure out where else these cops have been in.
I bet they've been in cop movies.
These are not the most famous of co-stars in this movie at all.
Not quite.
Like I said, the girl cop is in the Police Academy movies and Smokey and the Bandit 3. That should give you a pretty good clue.
It wasn't Smokey and the Bandit 4. So
no, it was 3. Where Jerry Reed played the bandit. They couldn't even get Burt Reynolds in to do it.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Why?
Because they needed a third Smokey and the Bandit. Jesus. They just had to do it.
Jerry Reed. I like Jerry Reed, but not as a lead in a movie like that. Good Lord.
So, Matt, earlier I heard you bring up Bruno. Do we need to sing some, like, Respect Yourself by Bruce Willis? Do we need to sing some of them?
Yeah. The floor is yours if you
want. I'm not singing it. I'm just saying. Maybe Logan wouldn't even know what the fuck to sing because he doesn't know what that is.
They don't puss out, Sean. Just sing it.
I can't.
Fortunately, some things didn't travel over from America.
Oh, you weren't privy to the Bruce Willis album in the mid '80s.
I'm aware of his singing career on like retro shows after the fact, but no, I don't think he ever made it over here.
Yeah, it was a big wave in the mid '80s. You had Don Johnson from Miami Vice do one, and yeah, they all.
I feel
all
like
the
we
actors.
Talked about this the last time we watched Die Hard.
No, I don't think. Oh, maybe we did. Hey. It was a very good episode, so you might as well just watch rinse repeat.
Yeah, remember, and you besmirched the name of Party All the Time. I remember that vividly.
Oh, yeah, I did. Yeah. That's right.
God damn, I was hooligan.
Drunk. Yes.
What kind of person doesn't like Party All the Time?
What is this crazy man in his suitcase doing?
He's a bomb guy. Like.
So what's he telling them?
Basically tell them there's this bomb, a liquid bomb, and it'll explode when you hit it. Except that one didn't do it. Watch this.
So basically,
what is he, MacGyver? He's using a paperclip.
Yeah, he's going to like explode the desk? Or what are we doing?
Watch what he's going to flick the tip. Watch.
That's what's going on.
Boom.
What the?
Yep.
Sean flicked the tip earlier, too.
I flicked my tip earlier today.
Yeah. Lovely.
Like one of those flower popper things you throw and makes the crack.
That's a pretty cool ass bomb, though. When you mix the liquid and it just blows up.
This guy's very weird. Something about him is off.
Well, yeah, he plays he plays with liquid bombs. Of course there's something wrong with him.
I meant besides that.
I gotta look up who this police chief is. It's bugging me.
Gary Oldman. Senior.
Gary Oldman Senior. That was a good one.
That guy looks familiar too, with the black hair.
I'm gonna look them all up.
He's like a character actor, like something I've seen him in stuff before.
Oh shit! The one guy is from Dances with Wolves. He actually won an Academy Award or nominated for Academy Award.
Did he lose to Forrest Gump?
He was in the Green Mile. He was in the Green Mile. So Green Mile and Dances with Wolves. The guy with the black hair.
You think the Green Mile would be a good movie for Piece of the Action?
I don't know, but it, I like the movie quite a bit, though.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
I feel like I'm not following what's happening.
Well, so
everybody's just on the phone and like talking in the office. Like, what is happening?
So they're on the they're talking to Simon. Simon's going to give them the next clue as to what they're going to do next. And now that Zeus is involved, he wants to get Zeus in as well as McClane.
So Zeus basically fucked up Simon's plan for McClane to die. Right. So now he's going to make Zeus do all these different tasks with McClane so he doesn't blow up the city. And he's going to play a game of Simon Says. So that's
At this point, they don't know who Simon is.
Does that explain it, Jenny, or is it still confusing?
No, I got you. It just, you know, nothing is happening right now.
Well, a lot will happen. They're just setting up all the shit that's going to happen. And Simon, by the way, Jenny, he stutters. He doesn't speak. He stutters when he talks.
Okay.
Like old school Bubba Ray Dudley.
Ugh, gross.
Yeah.
This lady is the only one with any sense, obviously.
Well, and fantastic hair. And she does have police experience from Police Academy, like I said.
That's true. It's the same universe. That's true.
She's actually, like, outranks all of them. But
it actually could be, woman, the same, so. It could be the same character from Police Academy if they really wanted to do it.
It's crossover.
I mean, Zeus is just a shop owner. He has nothing to do with the police force. They're letting him talk to this guy.
And McClane makes fun of his stuttering, by the way, which is really a bad... Oh, look, there he goes. There goes the stutter. In the captions. My chair. What an asshole.
That's funny.
Called him a bonehead. My goodness.
Are you trying to kill me?
The newest task is they've got to get to a substation... an underground station in 15 minutes, I think.
Is it the underground station or the payphone? It's the underground station, right?
Yeah.
I think the payphone is later.
There's your first mention of gold as well.
It's no bonds.
What was Die Hard about again?
Oh, Jesus. Who can remember?
It's about a Christmas party.
It was about a bunch of drunk people. That was us. Never mind.
Art Bachner was in it. I mean, the whole.
God. Yes, the great Art Bachner. I forgot all about him.
How could you? My God.
I don't know. Shame on me.
Indeed.
Can we make this episode into a celebration of Art Bachner again?
I think we already did that. It was called the Die Hard episode of Piece of the Action.
We need to track down another Art Bachner movie. I'm sure there's plenty out there.
Yeah.
No.
No, thank you. No.
Just the one. He peaked early and he left the business.
I feel like most of them would involve Bounce, Chicka, Wow, Wow.
Well, in that case.
The Art Bachner's more like it.
And then there's your tropey, weird-looking psychiatrist dude trying to analyze Simon. They all look the same in these movies. With their gray-ass beard, crazy look. Yeah, they really do. All look the same. Looks like the guy on CNN this morning that was talking about the cicadas having their nut sacks and asses fall off when they had sex.
What a timely reference.
Never it really was. On any of those articles. What the shit is happening with the cicadas?
I don't know. But when I turned on CNN this morning, I lost my shit when they were talking about the crazy-ass zombie cicadas having so much sex, testicles and asses were falling off. It was amazing. And then they had an expert. They had a cicada expert on there.
Anal sex?
It was on CNN.
What do you do for a living, Bill? Well, I study the anal glands of cicadas. And
imagine imagine getting the phone call from CNN for that from the researcher? Yeah, we want you to talk.
Yeah. Well,
give me the cicada guy. The guy who knows about their assholes.
CNN doesn't have a president to shit on anymore, so now they got to go to cicadas. That's where they're at.
It's like a natural pivot.
Yeah, big pivot. Big pivot.
Nothing else going on.
Heavens no. Never mind the crisis going on in the Middle East. Give me the cicada cock story.
Hey, you know, COVID's getting better. We have a new president. Give me that goddamn cicada story right now.
Yeah, this
I want to know the exact science of cicada ball sex.
how do you have sex so hard your asshole falls off?
It doesn't tweet anything newsworthy. I'll start at the payphone. Okay.
It was the payphone. Yes.
Doing a great job following this movie, guys, I must say.
Well, you know.
Man, McClane looks like shit.
He's supposed to. He's an alcoholic. Yeah, and his wife has left him.
I know, but it's, he's doing good.
Oh, like shit. And they're making fun of the fat lady on the phone. That was nice. Nice and rude.
Well, I never.
Move out of the way, Karen.
Why do I know the name Gray's Papaya?
Because you've been in New York. That's why.
I don't know that I saw it. I don't know. What is that? What is that?
Is that Hart Butler in the background?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I saw the guy.
Special guest appearance. He's not really dead.
The guy in like the hazard jacket or whatever.
Gruber didn't really shoot him. He's Simon.
It was all a plan.
Hart Butler is Simon.
Okay, so now. So Simon's just told him there's a bomb in the trash can.
Okay.
And then he does all these little poetry things like the freaking Riddler from Batman.
Yeah,
did that bus just have a penthouse ad on it?
Yeah, you know, mid-90s New York. Yeah, you're going to see that.
It's definitely Bachner in the background.
Oh, the guy talking to the two girls in the background? That's who you're talking about?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the guy with the beard. Yeah.
Just see him wink in the background, acknowledging that the crowd, the audience knows who it is.
I really should have kept a running total of how many times Samuel L. Jackson tells somebody to shut the fuck up in this film, because we're on at least five already.
He's making him do a riddle.
Bruce can't function because he's got, like, you know, vodka brain going on.
30 seconds or die. Well.
That's a lot.
Oh, look, and Samuel Jackson just happens to be a riddle guy.
Is Bruce wearing eyeliner?
Oh, wait. I run an electric shop in Harlem, but let me break this riddle down for you.
I've got nothing else to do. I can do riddles.
Well, you know, McClane can't do it, so he needed a partner to do it.
Yeah, he's wearing eyeliner for sure.
100%.
Oh, 100% he is. You know, I never noticed that. Good call, Jenny. Yes.
I think Matt noticed that.
Yeah, okay. Thanks, Sean.
Well, I don't want to give you any credit. Jenny, nice job.
And where's the hang-up on Sean button? Let's look.
He's shooting a porno on the side. It's called Die Hard with an Appendage.
Wow. Oh, jeez.
Matt. And there's the Prince of the Inappropriate.
I bet it's better than this shit.
The night is young.
Yeah, the movie's a little, I'll be honest, the movie's a little slow so far.
Yeah, I'm not into it.
Yeah, it is a little slow so far. A lot of
this
phone.
This scene has lasted too long.
And they're on the phone quite a bit on the phone.
Mm-hmm. It's just building everything up, just moving everything into place.
What are they just trying to get like a radius around the trash can, or what are we doing?
Yeah, because well, they thought he was going to blow it up.
Yeah.
Now he's telling him the real
bombs. They did a bad job of it.
Oh, and now they give that's terrible.
They gave him money.
All right. Hart's like, what's going on, guys? Lee Hill? He's calling him hard.
That fucking deer in the headlights look.
Oh, and Simon's laughing at him on the phone.
Oh, he didn't say Simon Says, you guys.
Ah, he's clever.
Gotta play by the rules.
Simon Says, get to the payphone. Vaporize. That's a word to use. You could use, I suppose. Vaporize.
Simon Says, be prepared.
Alrighty.
Get it? It's a Scar joke.
Oh.
I totally got the reference. Look.
I see. No, don't, Jenny, don't encourage him. Don't. He's gonna
no, all night. So we're about to taxi through the city. So Logan, can you serenade us with some Scar while they're driving?
Oh yeah. Die Hard with the Lion King.
Come on, Logan, do it.
I can't.
Of course you can.
I think you just did a pretty good job of it. So obviously it's in there. You're just gonna find it, Logan. You're gonna find it in your soul, Logan.
Oh shit!
Oh shit! They almost get hit by a bus.
Yeah, damn it, Logan! I told you to sing.
Be prepared. Are those the only words you know from the song?
I think so.
I'm starting to think so.
The king undisputed, respected, saluted. That's all the rest.
That's nice.
Very well done.
Good job.
Bravo.
Oh, we're driving through the park now. Here we go.
Bona fide fuel oil.
Logan, how about some Hakuna Matata?
Hakuna Matata. Wonderful phrase.
Ain't no passion free. Leave the worries. Sorry.
You've got all this to come in like the next few years, but now you've got an excuse to watch Disney movies.
Careful, Sean. You're going to blow out your voice box.
Oh my God. Jesus. I'm already sick and I think I just shit myself.
It means no worries when you're with Samuel J.
This is great so far. I like this part.
This podcast is never coming out.
Why do you say that when most of us are on these pods and they do? They always come out, man.
Look, it's kind of my thing.
Oh my God. Business is picking up, guys.
Yeah, it is. This looks legit scary to me.
I told you.
Yeah, it was a little slow. It's picking up.
Oh, fuck. Oh, my God.
Samuel L. Jackson's facials are amazing.
That was badass.
I like the nice touch of Samuel L. grabbing onto the oh shit handle during this whole thing.
Oh, I would be losing it.
Wait, what other Lion King songs are there? Logan, how about I Can't Just Wait to Be King? Can you sing that? You seem like you're youthful enough to get away with that.
Oh, I just can't wait to die hard.
That's what Logan's going to... That's when Logan's going to sing when he gets your will.
Give me a circle of life. Go on.
Oh, my God. You kill yourself singing that song.
I'll just sing jalapeno.
Jalapeno.
Oh, God. God. Holy shit.
That's what my family always used to sing at the beginning of that because they thought it was funny.
It is funny.
It's great.
Dude.
Yeah, they lost their tail. They're being followed.
Or you could do the honest trailer version and be like, I don't know what the words really are. So we'll make them up. We'll make them up.
Wow.
I don't know what do we say, but we're going to say anyway. Yeah.
Matt, didn't you say there was going to be no singing on this pod?
Well, again, we lied.
It was more
lied.
Of a guideline than it was an edict.
Okay. I see. I see.
Y'all should watch the honest trailer for Lion King. It's really funny.
I'm not going to lie. You're getting me to want to watch just the Lion King in general now.
It's a good movie. Good soundtrack.
Yeah, I've heard it's
I
a good
enjoy
movie.
It. Yeah, I enjoy it.
Hell, it's a Friday night. We can watch this afterward. It could be a double feature.
Piece of the action two part. Time for the Vengeance of Lion King.
That will be seen. That will be seen counts as action, doesn't it?
Sure.
Well,
I mean, he does get run over by wildebeest, so I mean, that's pretty action packed.
Yeah, I mean, he gets thrown off a cliff by his brother. I mean, that's pretty hardcore. Yeah. A scene similar to Hans Gruber falling out of the Nakatomi building, by the way. Totally related.
I believe that's where they got it from.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we're finally at the train. Very good.
Nice. Yeah, the movie really picks up from here.
This doesn't look dangerous at all.
Well, there's no rats down there. Mm.
Isn't this how Speed ends?
Well, this oh, you yeah, know what?
It's the same set.
Speed came out the year before this.
Yeah,
actually. Yeah, you know, maybe we could call it Great Value Lethal Weapon Speed. That's what we'll call this movie.
I don't know about that.
A lot of similarities.
I don't know, Sean. They're not in a bus for half the movie.
Lethal Weapon, though.
Okay.
Well, you know, you got the two partners, oddball partners. It's kind of the theme they're doing. Or not. Wow. Or not.
Look at this white guy.
Wow.
Why did Great Value Ultron get in the taxi with him? I can't think of his name. What's that guy's name?
James Spader.
There you go. Great Value.
No, we'll sing a Great Value Ultron.
Looks like way Bruce funnier, Pritchard. Yeah.
God, this movie giving me anxiety now. It was boring, and now it's like too much.
It's like one spectrum to the other.
Yeah.
0 to 100 in.
Oh.
Was that Horatio Sands?
Jesus.
I'm gonna say no. But
what was a short fat bald guy or a short fat guy with glasses? So. It was a good idea.
Can't believe it's taken me this long to mention Bruce's receding hairline. That is spectacular.
Yeah.
Just shave it off already, man.
Yeah, it's he needs to do something about that. Oh, there's that phone that says to call police. That's not
There might be a bomb in there.
You think?
To call police.
Boom.
Well, yep, there's a bomb.
It's fine, guys. It's just lemonade in that vial, in that tube. We'll be fine. In that pneumatic bank tube. We'll be fine.
That's definitely Ben's quote unquote pale ale.
His ale's not pale.
You didn't tell me it was a piss water bomb.
You can get your liver checked out. Your kidneys.
Oh, Payphones.
Bro, I was here first. Oh, shit.
Oh, boy.
Cops drawing down. Oh, God.
It don't get much more 90s than a payphone.
This cop is shaking in his boots.
Why exactly is he doing that?
Great question.
Literally nothing happened.
Well, he ran through the subway and the guy was chasing him down. And now he's a scared. And yeah, he looks like a rookie cop who's about to do something really wrong.
I love Bruce just walking through this car. Excuse me, got a bum coming through. Pardon me.
Oh,
see, there are these people called racists.
Oh.
Just because a black guy was talking to a white guy forcefully, the cop thought that he was like trying to attack him. See, that's what happened there. Racism's an ugly thing.
Indeed, it is.
It's good to see that we've moved on.
Jeez. Logan is growing as an individual. I'm very proud of him.
You're not from around these parts, Ben.
Yeah.
So Simon says, you're fucked?
Yeah, McLean's not there, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so basically he's about to blow some shit up.
Duck.
Yep.
What was that poster of the guy with the goggles?
Goodwill Games?
He's about to go swimming.
Oh, here we go. Oh, oh, boy.
And.
Kablooey!
Oh. That's gonna leave a mark.
Fuck! Oh, shit! Here we go.
Dear.
Yeah.
That bitch with the tall socks deserves to get run over by the train.
Wow.
I'm sure she's a nice lady.
Not with that outfit.
All right, I remember when I said Logan was growing as an individual a moment ago. We reverted back to the inappropriate.
I mean, it was a good 2 minutes. It was a good 2 minutes.
What the bitch outfit? She deserves to run over by a train. Jesus Christ!
Look, baby steps. It was a good 2 minutes.
All right, it was a good run.
Yeah. We'll try harder next time. Electricity crackling, people coughing. All right, thank you, closed captioning. Really needed to know that those people were coughing.
Look at this. Look at this coming out like the last action hero. There he is.
Bleeding again. Good.
Yeah, that bleeds a lot.
Really bad on that shot.
Mm. Yeah, that hair. Oh, my Lord. Holy shit.
Yeah, he's still stuck in that. I'm not really sure I want to get rid of my hair phase of life yet.
Why on earth did they have popcorn?
Well,
watching
they're hungry.
The show.
Watching the show, yeah.
You would do the same.
Logan would. He's like, well, look, they ran over that girl with a train. I'm eating some popcorn.
If I ever get to go back to New York and ride the subway, I will probably always think about that scene with the car crashing in.
I never ride the train in New York, ever. I Uber everywhere. I refuse to ride the train.
Well, not everybody got that Taco Bell money.
Well, no, even taking the TB money out, I'll pay for the Uber myself.
That's still TB money, so...
Well, okay. Well, I guess if you look at it that way, maybe, yeah. Okay, I got what you're saying. Yeah.
She's not wrong.
I just can't wait till I get that TV money.
It must have been an alternate cut.
Okay, they just figured out that there was no way that they could have stopped that bomb going off.
Yeah. Logan's like, man, I wish I was Sean under that train. Sean were under there.
He wouldn't be, though. He Ubers everywhere. So.
Yeah, I Uber everywhere. I wouldn't be in that train.
I couldn't constantly bust your balls then, Sean.
That's true. I mean,
I need you to stay alive as long as possible.
Yeah, I mean, you can make a quick buck, or you could just make fun of me for my whole life. Whatever. What's the balance in
the
that?
The choice is yours, Logan.
The choice is yours.
It'll come in time.
Great value, smoking man from the X-Files is on here now.
So I looked up this police chief. He's done absolutely nothing that I can find that's relevant to anything. Oh, and there's a great value.
I did the same earlier and got bored because he only has like 5 movies.
Those are the FBI assholes that you see in all these movies as well. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Buddy, trim your mustache. My God, it's all uneven. What's the matter with you? Jesus.
He's having a rough day, Matt. Give him a break.
He's got the
wasn't having a rough day when he left the house.
The chief has the barbershop quartet after the movie's over.
He's gonna
make
out. He's gonna sing Lion King songs.
He is.
Oddly enough.
He's gonna be playing the violin on the Titanic as it goes down.
Sorry. What the hell is one of the Smiths from the Matrix movie doing here?
Mr. Anderson.
There's the smelly woman that I'm going to talk about.
Oh boy!
Oh my God!
Yeah. Here we go.
You and women that smell.
We made it 48 minutes.
Wait till we get to the scene later in the movie where. Anyway, I'm going to blow it.
Jenny, you were the only. Well, no, Ben wasn't on the pod with us, but Sean literally gave LVP to someone on our last pay per view because she smelled.
I'm not shocked at all by that.
Why would Jenny be shocked by that? Yeah. I don't understand.
I didn't think she would be shocked. I just wanted to tell her.
It's very on brand. I mean,
Someone who was on the screen for about 5 minutes combined through the whole 3-hour show.
You mean a pose is given LVP because they smell good? I mean, what are we doing?
Oh, by the way, it is the big reveal about who Simon actually is.
Oh, yeah. Simon is Hans Gruber's brother, Jenny.
Okay, I gotcha. Holy shit.
Mm. And that's what he wants for McLean.
So old-fashioned revenge, huh?
Mm-hmm. Well, they want you to think that's the purpose of the movie, but it's really not.
Oh, well, okay.
You know, they say that revenge is a dish best served cold, I've heard.
And he knows that all the FBI people are there?
And he knows who they all are by name, too.
So is he like a supervillain now too? Like, did he inherit the family bonds? And
they have to give all them back, unfortunately.
You will see they are trading out bonds for something a little more familiar. We'll get okay. Instead of the bonds. You'll
maybe
see.
Real money.
He always
time.
Has to be Try prepared. That. That's all that matters.
Okay, so his big plot is he's put one of these. The school, and they've got to figure out which school it's actually in.
Mm-hmm. Is that the guy from How I Met Your Mother in the background there?
Ted Mosby.
Thank you. And that's Larry David behind Samuel L. Jackson.
Is that a Billy Bob Thornton on over the other side with the glasses?
The one who's been eating his glasses for the whole
thing? Yeah, the guy on the right now.
Great value, yeah.
Fantastic acting by that guy, by the way.
Guy can chew a pair of glasses like nobody's business.
Great value Skinner from X-Files. Mm.
Great acting. Place hand on forehead. Got it.
I can do that. That
dude's like, I'm not even supposed to be here today.
God damn Bruce it, this is like, my day off.
Bruce is like, can I just go have a shower?
At least he's wearing shoes this time.
Thank God.
That only offends some people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
I meant more for him, so he's not stepping on broken glass and shit. But yes, we all know how it offends Sean.
Mm. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
You never know.
Is that Newt Gingrich?
Another awkward mustache. Another mustache.
Did they not have a fucking razor on set? What is wrong with all the mustaches on these people? Jesus Christ.
Meanwhile, everybody leaves Wall Street.
I'm sorry, but why is the response to search all the schools?
Because like, Simon said he's put bombs in the schools and they don't know which one.
But did he give them a riddle to solve it, or?
No, he's basically told them there's a bomb in a bomb in one school,
and there's and that's
no
him
clues
right there.
At all.
That's right. Him right there. That's mm-hmm. Simon. So you see, so basically, this is to send the police on a little. This is to keep them busy. Yeah.
Okay.
Meanwhile,
yeah, I just feel like that's impossible. You know.
Right.
Well, it is. It absolutely is.
So, like, why are they trying?
Well, because they want to make sure they do everything they can to make sure a school doesn't blow up. So they're going to check every freaking school in the
city. They should be trying to find him.
Because they're trying to be prepared.
Jesus Christ.
Did you, like, watch Lion King before we started this podcast tonight? Or?
Jeremy Irons sings that song in Lion King.
I know that. It was a joke.
Does he sing anything else in that movie, or is that it?
No, that's it. That's his song. He has the evil villain song, and then they have all the other happy hero songs.
Mm. Happy hero songs. Is that the name of the album?
Yes, exactly.
That guy cannot be bothered to wear a tie.
Oh, the Sodden Traffic Division. Thank God they're on the case. I'm just going to stand here at the copier. Very good.
Random girl at the copier.
What has happened to Patton Oswalt?
Nice tie, too. Very nice.
Jesus.
And the shirt that's three sizes too small.
Sean, I can't hear you. That tie's too loud.
Oh, all right.
I'm glad they got Whoopi Goldberg to be the secretary.
Jesus Christ, Logan. God.
Meanwhile, what are all these mysterious trucks that have just appeared?
I bet they have something to do with what's going on in the movie.
Mm. I wonder if they're going to steal some bonds.
Callback.
Oh no, they're dump trucks. You don't need dump trucks for bonds.
Maybe you don't.
What would you need dump trucks for in Wall Street?
Did Jeremy Irons go to the barber and ask for the Sting haircut? Mm-hmm. Roxanne!
Oh, now we're going to do Sting songs.
It's better than Lion King.
I disagree.
Sting!
No, not that Sting.
Swing and a miss.
The police, yes, but not the Sting.
does that?
Sting!
Man called Sting.
These jamokes in the background, these meatheads.
Come on, we haven't had a good death in a while. Let's, you know,
is that Ludwig Borger in the back?
I was just thinking the same
thing. It really is, though. It seriously is. He's in
is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it is.
he's one of the henchmen.
I stand here and look muscular.
Oh, no, there's Dolph.
Wow, look at that. Badass.
Me and Roger can watch this for From Squared Circle to Silver.
There you go. Fits the criteria.
If he dies, he dies.
I must break you.
I will take out Lex Luger and win WWE.
Double E.
America is crumbling.
America is crumbling.
You pollute your rivers. I don't like that. Oh, those glasses.
Nice John Lennon sunglasses.
Oh, there we go.
I'm sorry, Vanderflug was his last name? There's a Mr. Vanderflug. All right, now there's tanks.
I just imagine that at Sears, somebody's looking for their kid, and he's like, Mr. Vanderflug, we have your child?
Vanderflug, please report to customer service.
Can Mr. and Mrs. Vanderflug come to...
Vanderflug, party of three.
Oh.
We've got a table reserved for Vanderflug.
Oh, that guy's dead.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we haven't had a good death in a while.
Yeah, the death count on this is not as good as Die Hard, by the way, so far. The original.
Well, we don't know how many people died in the subway explosion.
Mm-hmm. Well, as far as Logan's concerned, it was that one woman under the train.
Yeah, Logan killed her off.
What a way to go.
Her and her stupid socks.
I mean, I personally think bad socks are reason enough to kill someone, so.
I'm glad somebody agrees.
Mm. Had to be done. Shoes, forget it. You throw them off a bridge.
Great value, Jerry Seinfeld, there as the security guard.
What's the deal with all these bombs going off?
What are all you weird people doing here?
What's the deal with Lubin Boga anyway?
I'm just trying to watch the Mets game.
Vanderflug.
George, can you remember that name?
Vanderflug.
Vanderflug.
I think I had a case of the Vanderflukes earlier today.
You should get that looked at.
I Vanderflued myself when I sang Lion King. Vanderflued in my pants. This is a little messy.
I feel like Vanderflug has to involve Swamp.
She's here, Sean. She's here.
Tell me that woman does not need a shower. Look at her.
You leave Linda Hamilton alone.
Desperately needs a shower. Scratch and sniff my TV on her.
What's your proof for that, sir?
Just the greasy. She just looks. Anyway. There's several.
I'm curious.
She's just greasy hair. Just look at her.
Did that come in the Blu-ray for this movie? They give you a scratch and sniff card so you could smell her when he gets to a scene.
He said he could smell Trinity through the.
I did.
He literally sent us a picture and said, "I could smell this."
You will discover this is Simon's girlfriend, Jenny.
Oh, okay.
Katya.
Roxanne.
Her name is Katya.
Mm. No, is it really? Is it really Katya?
Yeah.
Oh no.
He just said heavens to Betsy.
Oh, fuck.
Why are the security guards always like 500 pounds in these movies?
Impossible question.
Oh, night night.
Oh, Jamie Kennedy just shot that guy right in the neck.
Jamie Kennedy.
Gun Cox.
Good God.
What are we looking at here?
Yeah, what are we doing?
It's a big, huge-ass drill. It's like right out of Total Recall.
What are they?
They're drilling into the vault?
Yes, they're drilling into the vault, correct.
But they've just broken in through the other way? Right?
It's a distraction.
Yeah, it's for distraction, I guess.
Meanwhile, Jeremy Irons wants to show his body off in a Bruce Willis style.
Mm. Oh my gosh, apparently Damien Demento is one of the goons too.
Oh god.
There you go.
Jeremy Irons wearing his Kidman shirt.
You can roll all that stuff up top was unnecessary. Why didn't they just do the drill part?
Well, because they had to take out the security and the TV guys and all that other stuff.
Just fucking drill through the vault. You don't have to do any of that.
Jenny, you've obviously put more thought into this than they have.
I mean, I didn't. It just looks obvious to me. Like they met in the middle. I'm like, why do you need both? Just do one. Like,
so the cops and the FBI think that Simon's basically wanting to get revenge on John McClane, and he just wants a shitload of gold.
Oh, okay.
Thank God you're here, Ben.
Thanks, mate.
This guy's holding a shotgun, he's terrified to use the phone.
Yeah.
Oh!
What a dipshit. Don't use all of your rounds. Come on.
Oh, look at that weapon. That's a badass weapon right there. Oh, night. Oh, yeah, good night. Oh.
Okay, all right.
This smelly girl.
Oh, Jesus.
Sure, we might have some smell club disagreement here.
Yeah, she's smelly now. She's got the blood of her enemies on her.
She can stab me with a sickle any day.
Fuck yeah.
Crazy bitch. Crazy.
Crazier they are, the hotter they are.
Mm. That's what I get
told. Right.
I'll pass on her.
Should we officially add her to the club, Sean?
No. No, no, no.
All right.
She has some upsides.
I understand, like, the club has standards.
It does.
Damn. She can handle a sickle.
Yeah, the sickle makes it redeems her a little bit. That was pretty badass.
Right, we've moved on from bonds to gold. See? Okay, now this makes sense.
Yeah, this is a lot better.
Bring the gold up.
We've moved from paper to solids. Very good.
I like it.
Yeah, this makes total sense.
Meanwhile, our hero stopped to look at a birdbath.
Could you imagine, like, going to the gold suppository or whatever with all that? Yeah, I've got all this gold to exchange. That's another riddle.
What has four legs and is always ready to travel? Oh, the strategically placed elephant statue.
Is that just a thing that people say about elephants?
A trunk.
No, I think they just put that in there to make it line up with what they needed to do, Jenny. Again, you are definitely all over this movie in terms of this makes no sense.
I had heard that phrase.
Maybe it's a British thing.
Mm.
The water bit.
Mm-hmm. Did you say a water vase?
Water bit.
a water what?
I know it's late over here, but come on.
It's like Vega Batista all over again. Jesus Christ.
I walk alone.
Good Lord.
Water garage.
I am a bomb. You have just armed me.
Listen to Zeus, goddammit.
You know, you got to admire a polite bomb, haven't you? At least, you know, they're telling them what's going
on. Hey, how about you tell the people behind you playing with their fucking dogs that you have a bomb over there?
Yeah.
Just saying.
They always wait till the last minute. Yeah. Run! Like, you fucked with it for like 5 minutes.
Unless you don't want dog parts flying through the air. Get the fuck out of here.
Now they gotta do Steiner. They gotta do Steiner math on
it. Just fucking blow me up, man. Fuck this shit.
I ain't doing math.
I ain't doing math.
It's not worth it.
You know what? I don't like doing it with my fucking kid. I ain't doing it for these fucking people in the park either.
We all gonna die today.
Blow up the city, scares.
I can't blow up my kid on math, but I can blow up these people.
What's 2 times 2? Fuck you. That's what 2 times 2 is.
2 times 2 equals kiss my ass.
I have a story to tell from my babysitting the other day. So randomly we were watching Men in Black International, right? Now you're aware that Chris Hemsworth's in that. He's a good looking man, isn't he, Jenny? You know, I can quite admit that, you know, open with my social. My nephew, he's 7, he goes, he's good looking, it's Uncle Ben, he's got a good body. And offhand I just said, yeah, well he is Thor, mate. I might as well have told him Santa Claus wasn't real at that point. He was not. He didn't talk to me genuinely for an hour and a half. Like, revealed that this actor was Thor.
My wife is a huge Thor fan, but not because he's Thor. She likes Thor. She likes Aquaman. She thinks they're all hot.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, who doesn't like Aquaman?
She really likes Wolverine, too. She likes Hugh Jackman.
Who doesn't like Hugh Jackman?
Because he can sing, too, so that's another thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Does he sing Lion King tunes?
No, Greatest Showman.
Why are they arguing about being racist right now? We have other things to talk about.
But Jenny, what you speak is sense. This is a movie.
It's an action movie, Jen.
This is like trying to do math with my son, where it's like, let's just figure out this problem, and then he wants to talk a much larger problem. Like, we're not fucking with that right now. We're doing this one problem, okay? Folks,
I'll be not allowed to, like, get a funnel from somewhere.
All right, 4 gallons.
How do they know that's exactly 4 gallons?
They have no idea. Disarmed. All right.
With 6 seconds to spare.
Movie magic.
That was very weird. I mean, weird. I mean, of all the things. Okay.
Bruce, I won't have you upstaging me in this movie. I'm also going to show off my arms.
You can wear a vest. I can wear a vest too. But it'd be one of them gym vests.
Do they just have like an endless supply of excavators, or are they just like, you know?
But they've got a lot of gold to clear out, Logan.
I mean, they could have rented them. You don't know. They don't ask. They don't ask questions when you rent one of those things. What are you doing? You don't need to know. All right, here you go.
I'm just trying to be prepared. But how much money would it take to rent out at least 25 excavators?
See, Logan, you pulled
how
it
many
off.
Gold bars would it take?
How much will this get me?
How many licks does it take to get into the center of the system?
Oh, it's the baseball bit now.
Sean, baseball is one of those sport things that you're so fond of. It's or not so
up,
fond of.
You pick up and throw the ball.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. Very good.
And you hit it with a stick.
Yeah, you hit it with a bat. Yeah, I got it.
Like, you didn't even know it's called a bat. Good for you, Sean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's no school bomb, is there, boys?
Wait and see.
Okay. What was the next clue? Did I miss it?
21. What's 21 out of 42? I think he said.
They've got to go to Yankee Stadium.
And that was also a thing.
Okay.
Is it in Derek Jeter's stomach?
Yes, that's exactly right. Very good.
They got time to, like, ruffle up some local youths there, apparently.
Youths.
And steal the bikes.
Sean, were you going to ask who Derek Jeter is?
I was, but I know who he is. I just being...
He's a baseball man.
Thank you for that. I wouldn't have a clue who that is, but I'm allowed not to.
Hey, you know what? I don't care. So.
Well...
To be fair, it's Rounders, isn't it? So I don't really care either.
I'm sorry, what? Rounders? That's a movie over here. That's not a sport.
Do you play Rounders in your garage?
in his under garage.
Rounders.
Under
garage. Did you just say really rounding his under garage? Is that what I heard?
Now McLean's back at the bank.
Time for him.
They are coming to bank.
It's time for him to take out terrorists.
To stop us from stealing gold bars.
I don't like people. Sorry, Americans.
He hates so, rain the black people.
Any of you guys ever been involved in a terrorist cell?
No. Not that I recall.
No? All right.
I don't get the smelliness from the chick at all. I think she's
yeah, I don't know what Sean's talking totally about. I must say. I disagree.
I don't know how you don't see it. I just don't. But it's okay.
I guess we just don't have the gift. That? We can't detect these sort of things, I guess.
It's like a mutant ability. It's like an X-Men. You got that right.
we might need to get Tim Capel on the case just to make a ruling on a smell club eligibility.
Man, Ludwig really will let himself go. He got kind of beefy.
Well, when you're not wrestling Lex Luger every week, I mean.
Oh, he's got a speaking part now.
That's what drove him to eat, was wrestling Lex Luger every week.
That's not Ludwig Borga.
I swear to God.
It absolutely is.
Get out of here.
100% is.
Jesus, what did you do? Hit that. Jesus.
He ate a few too Big Macs over there in Finland.
Did he go to Golden Corral? What happened to him?
those much ballyhooed Finnish Big Macs.
McDonald's is a lot different.
Wasn't he out of the W? But he was already out of wrestling at this point, wasn't he?
Yeah.
I would imagine.
Yeah, because he retired just after WrestleMania 10.
Did you say Damian Demento was in this too?
Yeah, he's one of the goons. I don't know which one.
What do you want a delay over there? He said that like 45
no,
minutes ago.
No, I thought you guys were fucking. I thought he was fucking around. I didn't believe him.
No, I swear to God, he's on that cast list.
You know, you're really going to give it to Jamie Kennedy going from this movie to Malibu's Most Wanted. Well, I mean, just what a career path.
Oh, see, I put in Ludwig Borga Die Hard with the Vengeance and his obituary comes up. That's terrible. Jeez. God damn it.
I really shouldn't put die on somebody who's dead. And
I'm turning into Groony over here. The dead wrestlers. Hold on. There's nothing about Die Hard with him in it.
It
How
says
about Wikipedia.
Tony,
let's
Tony
try
Helm
that.
As Roman. His name is Roman.
Romaine?
That's a Romaine Reigns.
Yes. Romaine.
His name is Romaine Finland.
Oh shit! Yeah, there you go. Number one on What Culture's website of top 10 wrestler movie cameos. He totally missed. He's number one.
And see, he's number one. Eric, see that?
I apologize for doubting you, Logan.
You should apologize to the Borga family at large.
But he's dead. I'm not. You know.
Just in case they're listening to this show,
I highly doubt they are.
Bruce has just figured out these guys are hired goons instead of actual officers.
I think he committed suicide. I don't think he really cared about his family in the first place.
No.
Bruce Willis?
No, fucking Dame. No, fucking Ludwig Borga. the Finnish guy.
All these guns, ain't nobody getting shot.
Oh, there is.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, there we go.
Asking you shall receive.
Oh, God.
That was hot.
He had a lot of blood on his shoulder.
Yeah, a little bit.
That was always the thing about Ludwig Borga. Them American-Finland relations were always strained.
It's a tale as old as time. U.S. versus
Bold
Finland.
Bold is rhyme.
Put that on.
Oh my God.
All right, we've moved on to Beauty and the Beast. Sad. Very good. When can I expect the Emperor's New Groove songs? Is that coming anytime soon?
New Groove doesn't have any songs, so...
You gonna sing us some Gaston, Logan?
Sean, I didn't know you spoke
French. What shoots like John McClane? No.
No one shoots
kills like John McClane.
I don't give a fuck what Simon says. I'm John McClane. I'm John McClane. I'm John McClane. There's your guess, Nod.
And now John's figured it out that, you know, it was, they've all been taken for a ride.
Yeah, they did a number down there, didn't they? Look at all that shit down there.
A little bit. They just left the Bobcats there. They're not going to get their deposit back.
That's a whole gold bar wasted.
That'll be a pricey bill.
Yeah. This motherfucker. Jesus. He broke the car window with a gold bar.
And that, yeah, now he's freaking hot wired.
Shit car.
Now he's going to hot wire it.
Of course he knows how to hot wire a car.
He didn't really hot wire it. He just stuck a knife in it.
He just stuck a pair of pliers in there. It's not so much a car as it is a golf cart, apparently.
Is that the London Bridge?
Is it falling down?
What?
Is it falling down?
Not yet.
That must be in Die Hard 3. Oh, this is Die Hard 3. Die Hard 4.
Die Hard 3.
I know. I caught myself.
Still watching Die Hard 4, are we, for this?
No, I've got Lion King queued up for after this. So.
Does anybody know who the 21st president is off the top of their head?
Not a fucking clue.
I'm going to say no. All right,
Chester,
we're going to steal
A.
this.
Arthur.
Did you look that up?
I did look that up.
Okay. I was going to say.
I was in the process of looking it up, so.
You bet Jenny was sounding quite definitive.
Well, I wasn't sure if she knew it off the top of her
now
head.
Now I'll remember that always then.
See, we learned things on this podcast. Mm-hmm. Nobody before this podcast knew that he was the 21st president.
No. I know the numbers are the latter ones, but yeah, that one's a bit too far back for me.
So, what about the school?
They're still working on that shit.
Give them some time.
I see all these motherfucking cops.
The female cop has a hair appointment she's got to get to first before the school is up. With her pants that are hiked up to her chest.
Look, she's filming a Police Academy movie right after this. She has to be prepared.
She's on the phone with Steve Guttenberg, trying to get the whole academy over there to look for bombs.
Fit on that hot air balloon.
Trying to get Tackleberry over there. Oh, see, they're in a school now, I think.
Is it?
I have no idea. I'm just making shit up.
It could be in a school or some random office. You know,
I think. Who is the 21st president again?
Chester A. Arthur.
So that's going to be the name of the school.
Mm-mm. Ah, yes.
Look at you connecting the dots, Ben. Go. My goodness.
Wow. Look at you. You're as good as Samuel Jackson. Wow. I'm impressed. Keep drinking that cloudy piss beer, man. It makes you smart.
Samuel L. Locke over there.
Well, we have been confused in the past.
That's Stephen King. Who's that?
That's great value. That's great value, Eric Eels.
Oh my God. Jesus. Cockbuster.
Fucking animals.
Oh yeah, so now it's leaking about the schools and everybody's
looking at shit.
Call my wife, let her know I've been cheating on her.
Meanwhile, Whoopi Goldberg and the has got to deal with all these calls.
So there's a million dump trucks in New York City. Ooh, how did this happen?
Shit.
That was pretty good.
That was totally
my God. That was awesome.
That Mercedes has seen better days.
Oh my God.
I've seen better days.
Oh, Jesus.
I love that. Has this thing got airbags? Your side does.
No, 1995
that
airbags.
Wrong fucking dump truck. Stupid asses.
Like, sure.
I feel like this guy plays a redneck Santa Claus in the holidays.
another fine mustache. I was about
Jesus.
To say, yeah, I don't see the same thing.
I'd like to read for Redneck Santa Claus, please.
It's called Gillette Mach 3. Try it out sometime.
Ho, 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 little fella. What you want for Christmas?
Christmas.
What you want for Christmas?
I want one of them there BB guns.
It's a Brit.
Oh, well, Bobby Joe, I think I can get that for you.
Goddamn, Santa, you're all right.
Y'all been a good boy? Y'all listen to Mama and them?
How's your mom and them? Mom and them.
All right, I got another kid to get. Go on, get out of here. Go on. The kid behind you been waiting here for 5 minutes. Get out.
It almost sounded like Half Value Dusty Roads. Like that accent.
Half right there. Value?
Yeah.
The hell is Half Value?
Half Value.
Is that a new thing?
Is that worse or better than Great Value?
I was going to say, is that government cheese level or what the hell?
Leave out Moonshine, Redneck Santa.
Yeah, Redneck Santa has a bottle of moonshine tucked away
Jesus.
In his Santa chair.
Buddy, you need to meet a razor. That 5 o'clock shadow is, I don't know.
See, everybody with mustaches in these movies should have shaved them off and given them to the John McClane hairline fund.
That's more like that's more like a quarter to two shadow. It's not the full five. Jesus Christ. Oh, his name is Jerry. Thank God his hard hat says it.
Oh, Mr. McLean, I cannot take you any further into this hole. My truck do not fit. Mr.
McLean.
Oh,
oh
Jesus.
Fantastic.
Hey.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
Is it Christmas in this movie?
Is this a Christmas movie?
Is it a Christmas movie?
Sean, you first.
I've not talked about that yet.
No, this is not a Christmas movie. It's not.
Why didn't they keep up with the Christmas gimmick?
Although, do you have the hillbilly Santa Claus down here with him? With his great moonshine.
Come on, Jethro, what you want for Christmas?
I'd love to take it on this sleigh, but Rudolph won't stop taking his shit.
He looks like he could be Groody's grandfather. look at the face. He looks like an old Groody. He does, doesn't he?
And he knew offhand the 21st president, so...
Hey, do you like Nickelodeon? No, I'm kidding.
Oh, my God.
How did he just get into Yankee Stadium?
He knows a guy.
Well, because he could just walk in.
It's possible questions, Jen.
Yeah, I mean, you can always walk into a baseball stadium. That's how that works.
Yeah.
You know, and people with sniper guns randomly are in there. Hmm. You know.
How'd they get that through security?
Mm-hmm.
They know Derek Jeter.
Mm.
Game over, bitch.
Very good.
They know a guy.
Why ain't they shooting him? Why?
They don't want to shoot
him. Makes no sense.
They want to shoot the other guy.
Yeah, they want both.
The frequencies are jammed. Gary Oldman is not happy with what's going on here.
He is definitely Gary Oldman.
Grandpa
Dark Knight.
I think he's more like government cheese Gary Oldman.
There it is.
Grooney's grandfather. Grooney's grandfather is now with Great Value Melanie Griffiths from Working Girl.
I was about to say Kristen Wiig, but all right.
I was about to say Nick Ryan. Like
Kristen Wiig from Wonder Woman. Yeah, that perm is something else.
So why is Grandpa Grooney with them again? Did I miss something?
Because he's the one who's figured out that the 21st president.
Because is he knows who Chester Allen Arthur is. Which
guys could figure out. Okay, got it.
Look at Matt knowing what the A for and Chester A. Arthur stands for.
I may or may not have looked it up.
Somebody's been on Google.
Who can say?
Matt is a very smart man.
Easy.
All right, I take it back.
Okay, anxiety right there. What? Don't do that to me. I can't stand that shit.
I quite enjoy Jenny anxiety moments. They pop me.
It's great that they get Cloris Leachman for this movie, too.
Scar, why are you stressed? Settle down. We have all the gold bars.
That looks safe right there. That's definitely going to work.
I wonder if Jeremy Irons knows Monty Brown, since they're both from the Serengeti.
Attention. Neil's is dead, fuckhead. This is great scene if you were listening to it. It's very cool.
You give me what I want, I'll send an SOS to the world. Message in a bottle.
And Roxanne, you don't need to worry about these red lights.
It's so lonely over here.
Yeah, I got a deal for you.
Roxanne, you don't have to.
Remember, Simon, every breath you take, I'll be watching you.
Hallelujah! Roxanne! This podcast is never coming out, guys.
We've done much worse. This is fine.
Yeah. This is quite mild about.
Yeah, this is one of the tamer ones we've done.
Blow the damn what?
Oh. Logan hasn't even said anything super offensive tonight yet.
I like the fact you put yet at the
end.
Well,
the night is
there's
young.
Still a chance. There's still a chance.
Give it a minute.
Yeah, so we still got 45 minutes. Just
give it
on.
A minute.
Scatman Crothers over there.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, they found the bomb. Thank God. All right.
The bomb expert is Kevin McAllister's dad in Home Alone.
Great value.
Not really. Yeah, great value. Sorry.
Crossed with Drew Carey.
Not actually. Yeah.
From his fat days.
That's WWE.
Now I have Roxanne stuck in my head.
Me too.
Oh, how am I going to get across this? So, never mind.
Grunting is on my screen. He's grunting.
Mm. Oh, this strategically placed pipe. This will help.
No.
Damn it, where's Zeus when you need him?
I just wish I was stronger.
The old guy from Wedding Singer.
I used to be much stronger.
My muscles aren't getting it done.
Oh, shit.
That's creepy right there.
There's some high anxiety right there.
I feel like the hyenas are about to pop out.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Jesus, more Lion King.
That's where Whoopi comes in. She was in the movie earlier. She's going to come out.
Damn it, Sean. You take your son to go see The Lion King.
I did.
Look at that CGI. Wow.
There we go.
Boy obviously wants to go see it, Sean. My God.
Yeah, but make sure it's the original, Sean, and not that live action stuff.
I'll take him to the Broadway.
Don't take
show.
That bullshit live action one.
I'll take you.
I'll write myself out of the will.
On our next trip to New York, I will take you to the Broadway show, lady.
Yeah.
I actually have seen that on Broadway, so
not bad. It's pretty good.
Pretty good.
Which is more believable, that Bruce Willis goes and lands on an asteroid in a spaceship, or that he survives this fucking tunnel of water?
So, or surfboarding the top of a dumpster truck in the water,
I'll
right?
I'll go with the asteroid.
I'll go with the asteroid.
Yeah. Oh, what are we?
Oh, look, he's Aquaman.
That's not how that works.
That's not how that works. That's awesome.
I don't want to close my eyes.
Don't want to fall asleep because I'll miss you, babe.
I just got shot out the fucking sewer.
You got a hell of a way of flagging somebody down.
Hey, how about you unlock the fucking door and let me in the car, you asshole?
No, you smell like shit.
I'm sorry, I'm a little slow. I'm covered in shit, you dumbass.
Guys, well, one week when you guys do your PTBN music picks, it just needs to be Logan sings the hits. That's just all it needs to be.
Yes.
For
I'm going to be a one-man show at the next Christmas play when we do Hamilton Takes on the Invasion.
Oh, no, you're not.
Aaron totally no-sold me on that one. I was kind of pissed.
Mm. No. Great idea.
Maybe he's never seen Hamilton. Okay.
I'm not throwing away my title. Shut. I'm not throwing away my title. Shut.
It's going to happen. Don't worry.
I'm the number one contender. I'm young, scrappy, and hungry, and I'm not throwing away my title. Shut.
You've thought this through.
It writes itself, really.
So, Logan, what's it going to be in the opening number of that?
It's about Vince.
I know, but what's the song? Oh, so you're going to be Vince McMahon instead of Alexander Hamilton in the theme song.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be great. That's good. Have you thought that one through yet?
Not all the way. No, not quite.
He did grow up in a trailer park, by the way, so you got some good storyline there.
I've got Vince McMahon. WWE Universe sings for you.
They're like, just remain calm. They're gonna get the bomb out of the what?
I'm sorry, run that by us again.
My ass would have ran so fast. I would have been so out of there so fast.
Hell yeah.
Fuck that.
It just happens to be the same school that Samuel Jackson's nephews go to.
Mm. Of course it is.
What?
Is that cop capable of smiling? He looks like a miserable prick.
Well, it's not exactly a happy situation going on here.
Oh, he thinks it because his nephew thinks it's because they stole
a
radio.
Be smiling? Or...
Hey, well, no, kids, there's
I
a bomb in
the
building.
The whole movie. I don't know.
Guess what, kids?
Can you say bomb?
There's a silent letter at the end. Be careful.
I think Jason Statham was just shooting at him.
B-O-M-B bomb. B-O-M-B bomb.
If we manage to get this right.
What are they trying to do to the car?
I was just about to ask.
They'll surrender by Monday night.
What the fucking shit? Come on,
that's
man.
Not how cars work.
Jenny, you're killing me.
Damn it.
Cars don't do that.
When did they go into the Jurassic Park park?
Welcome to Jurassic Park.
Why did you say park park?
Because it's the park in Jurassic Park.
I just keep expecting to hear "Ooh!" in the background now.
There's Scatman looking for his can. He's gonna kick the can.
Oh my god!
Come on! Kick the can.
Oh, I miss Scatman.
Me too.
I'm just going to stand here and smile while this 15-year-old holds the tie. Oh,
there it is.
There it is.
There it is.
You know, you had 9 months, and the best name you could come up with was Scatman.
Oh, Scatman. I don't know what you're talking about.
I christened thee Scatman.
Scatman Carruthers, I think is what his name is.
Yes.
That's fucking awesome.
How long before you see the cup of water that's the stomping of the T-Rex?
Not to be confused with scat porn.
Jesus Christ.
I confuse them all the time. I don't know. The fuck are you talking about? This is a family show, Sean.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize it was a family show.
God almighty, you heathen, you.
Our family, that's about it.
What was that name the other day that I said was bomb-ass? I can't remember what it was.
Burgess.
Burgess.
Burgess, yes. Burgess. That's right. Burgess.
You gotta eat lightning and crap Thunder Rock.
Burgess.
Hit him with a jab.
Kick him in the dick.
Grab the balls, both in each hand.
And these fuckholes are gonna jump off the bridge now.
All that and much more on.
Did you
on
say episode... fuckholes?
Mm-hmm, I did fuckholes. Right.
This guy's definitely bald. Philip Seymour Hoffman. Never mind.
Oh, guys, they're gonna have a race. This sounds fun.
Get more bad mustaches, like. Oh my god. Mm. Just a couple of electric razors. It's all you need.
Is that El Snow? What does everybody want? To get out of the building!
So why are they going on this boat again? Why do they need to get on the boat?
I think that's where Simon is.
Oh, Simon is on the boat. That's right.
Simon says get on the boat. Oh, she's going to pee her pants. Well, that's unbecoming.
Me too, if this movie doesn't
end. I'm with you right there.
Who doesn't have pants?
What? Okay, now we're repelling from the bridge to the ship.
It's Mission Impossible style.
Ding, 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 ding.
This is officially ridiculous.
Oh, we hit ridiculous a long time ago.
I know. This is really stretching it right here.
Minute one.
Oh, bye-bye.
Propelling nowhere. Whoops.
They did.
Oh, my God. Holy shit.
Great sequence of events right there. That was fantastic.
That guy just got Darth Maul.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Oh, look at him. Look.
I'm sure they're fine. It was only a 20-foot fall onto a hard boat. They'll be fine.
The only thing missing from that is some sort of Arnie pun at the end. Just.
How are they? They have
that AJ
around?
Styles energy where they can take a flat back bump and like not even get hurt at all.
My spine is severed, but I'll be fine.
I want to see that guy get cut in half again in slow motion 800 times in a row.
Are they putting separate halves?
There you go. Make the gif later go on, Matt.
Mm-hmm. On it.
Speaking of TNA, it's great value, Eric Young.
That guy looks Amish.
Or as my wife's grandmother says, Amish.
All right.
Really?
Amish?
Yes, I swear to God she says Amish.
Hey, Amish, that's a Scottish person. Callum knows somebody called Hamish.
That poor person. What a name. Hamish? Oh,
the Amish.
Yeah, she's not making Smell Club, Sean. Sorry.
All right, well, it is what it is. What do you do?
You leave Tia Leone alone, Sean.
can't
no, fuck her. She's in the Smell Club.
I look how... I'll shut up. Never mind.
No, but you can't shut up. It's a podcast. Say what you want to say.
Well, I'm clearly outvoted here, so there's no point in saying anything.
That hasn't stopped you before.
Say what you need to say.
Dirty, stinky woman.
Say what you need
That's
to say.
What you needed to say.
Freaking stinks.
Boy, that was worth it.
Yeah. Yes, it was.
Hey, Sean, who are you giving LVP to in this movie?
Ludwig Borga, for not thinking it was.
Sean, just wait a couple of weeks until we can talk about Kelly McGillis. Then we can get this.
Oh, boy.
Kelly McGillis is going
to give it to Ludwig Borga for eating 4 Big Macs instead of 5.
Let's finish Big Macs. They're different.
Are they smaller or bigger?
Great question. I've never been to Finland. I can't say.
Another great Samuel L. Jackson fucking there.
Why is he wearing a pirate shirt? Because he's on a boat?
This is my ship now.
I be taking your boat, baby.
That was a good one, Jenny.
No, it wasn't.
I be stealing your gold bars.
Now you sound like that pirate guy from Family Guy.
I mean, she's kind of hot, I guess.
Oh, there we go.
Baby step, Sean. Very good.
Yeah. She's got some sultry looks that she gives.
Oh, you motherfucker just shot me in the foot. You're goddamn right, I did.
Patrick Stewart's back.
Now you need to be prepared for when I shoot you again.
Oh, fuck.
Oh.
This guy's from
calling me Amish.
Oh.
Come on, Hoffman. Cut the line already.
So, they're trying to... Why haven't they evacuated the children already?
That is a great question.
Great question.
They're just like waiting until the last minute.
Correct.
To evaluate?
Yes. What a
I think Simon said right at the very beginning, you can't evacuate anybody. I think.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes a lot more sense.
Don't quote me on that though. There are so, I will admit, this is one of my favorite films, but there are so many, like, plot holes in it. It's ridiculous.
Like, why did these kids stay
that
behind?
Amish dude is beating the shit out of Bruce Willis.
Amish dude.
Amish.
Amish.
Amish, excuse me. I'll churn thy butter, Bruce.
Yeah, Bruce.
Oh, Bruce God.
Bruce Fish.
Where'd he get the wooden steak from?
I'm pretty sure the Amish guy is in Beerfest.
Bruce Willis is great value Jaws from the James Bond movies.
Hopefully he has nicer teeth.
I feel like this cop is vaguely Chinese.
Jesus God almighty.
There's the award winner.
Listeners at home, I'd like to refer you to the warning I said at the beginning of this podcast.
Let me scratch that. He's vaguely Japanese.
No, he's Cherokee. He's Cherokee. He's Cherokee Indian, Logan.
I'll suggest you cut all that, Matt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably.
I probably would too.
Yes. That's so bad.
I mean, it'll ruin the live watch, but whatever. The sanctity of the live watch.
No, he really is. No, he really is a Cherokee Indian actor.
I believed you.
Okay.
He just looks vaguely Asian.
Such an inappropriate little shit.
Can we just give the biggest shovel to take?
This podcast is never coming up.
I don't know why that's so offensive.
That's part of the problem.
Not saying that in a bad way. Well, whatever. I'm gonna shut up. Never mind. I'm gonna go back to my Disney songs.
So Bruce Willis running up the stairs with an Uzi.
And there's children locked in the school.
Why?
And
why?
I believe those are his nephews.
But yes, because they were hiding because they thought the cops were coming to bust them for something.
Because if you remember right at the very beginning, Samuel Jackson said that all cops were bad guys.
Because all the schools in the city, it was their school that got the bomb, obviously.
It's like they knew.
And Melanie Griffiths and the other main cops trying to help them out now.
What was he just pouring on his hand?
Cocaine. It was cocaine.
All right. Seasoning?
He had like rosin bag powder.
Mm. It's allspice for his.
Now the liquid's mixing.
He's gonna powder his nuts with it.
As one, is he wearing leather pants while doing this?
He got the swamp ass.
Mm-hmm. That garage swamp ass.
The garage. Garage.
Oh. Garage. Garage.
That's what I said. I said garage.
So the school's gonna blow up.
I love
run Ben.
Why are we on the
Southern
roof?
Interpretation. Garage.
I guess it's the farthest away they can get.
Oh Jesus, buddy!
Good lord, man!
Get a hold of yourself.
Gotta do a line while you teach.
Holy!
Might as well. You about to fucking
might
die?
As well. Oh!
Whoops.
It's like when I described a decade as the noughties to Andy. It was like the funniest thing he's ever heard. It was like, well, that's just a normal thing over here.
So
pancake syrup. It was a fake bomb.
Of course it was.
It was all about Simon will kill kids.
It was all about.
I already called it earlier in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, John McClane.
He's not a monster. He's a soldier.
Have you ever bought my album? It's very good.
It has many blues hits on it.
Mm.
I have quite a banger myself. It's in a Disney movie called The Lion King.
I'm no Duke Silver, but it's all right.
I play a lion named Scar. And I kill my brother.
I always prepare.
Then I fucked his wife.
Jesus.
And I fucked his wife and all of his daughters. Because lions are a bunch of creepy fuckers.
Incest doesn't exist.
We just think with a D.
Oh my god.
I just thought of something so much more inappropriate to say, but I'm going to hold it in.
Oh, good.
That's not what we do here.
He did do a disclaimer at the beginning of the show, Logan.
I did.
Nah, I'm going to keep that one in. I'm sorry.
Okay.
In classic me fashion, I'll probably eventually say it. I'm just not going to say
it
right
now.
You will.
That's
yeah, you almost certainly will. But
Yeah. That's without a doubt.
So what are we trying to do now?
Torture, I guess.
Well, they're going to blow up the boat with them on it.
The boat, okay.
Yeah, now we're going to blow up the boat.
I will say, Sean, she does have greasy hair. I'll give you that.
Yeah, but you know, yeah. But considering the circumstances she's in, I can see why. So I'll wait to pass judgment.
She accidentally reached for the pomade instead of the conditioner.
I'm sure when she showers, she's perfectly fine.
Would you like regular or strawberry lemonade?
Well, there's a red vat and a yellow vat, so it looks like strawberry lemonade and regular.
I can't. I'm done.
I'm done. First in strawberry lemonade. lemonade.
We had grape, but unfortunately, we ran out.
Jenny's garage got too hot for her.
Garage.
Oh boy, it does legit look like lemonade.
Oh,
what is happening?
Whoa, hey.
Oh, hey.
Wait a minute.
Those fuck me eyes.
That's not very nice. Well, he shot the poor Amish man.
Mm.
Poor Amish guy.
They don't want to share that gold.
Mm-mm. Would you rather be dipped in Bloody Mary or tequila?
Which glass of piss water would you rather have?
Joel thought he was with T. Leone, but obviously not. Mm.
Is that how much gold it was? 100 billion?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
It's a lot of gold.
I think that's step up from what we were doing in Die Hard. Yeah. How much
from the printer paper?
From the newspaper clippings, you mean?
What was the dollar value? I forget.
1 cent.
390.
1 cent.
Well, when you factor in, it's 10 cents per copy. I mean.
Yeah, true.
John's just figured out that there is actually no gold on the boat that, you know, Simon's basically took it all with him.
Mm-hmm.
They called Simon a fuckhead when he was walking out earlier. We missed that. Oh. I appreciate that.
Thank you, Logan.
Now we're going to go on MacGyver again.
I need a rubber band, a bobby pin, and some silly string.
He's got some aspirin, damn it.
It's more like MacGruber right now. He can't get out of it.
We've got some strawberry and regular lemonade.
This is gonna
blow our ass up.
I've got to be honest, right? My only reference to MacGyver is The Simpsons.
Like, it's not the show.
Yeah, it means nothing over here.
Mm. That's weird. But
my only reference is that I know that old people on The Simpsons watch it.
You see, guys, they're bonding here as they are getting ready to die, apparently. Mm-hmm. It's very, very touching as they're bleeding out and handcuffed.
His wife left them a year ago.
Oh.
Just like strawberry on the side.
Logan sings the hits.
This movie should be 90 minutes tops.
Yeah, we don't need all this space.
You may know me from such podcasts as, but no, I've recorded an album.
How did he get out of the handcuffs?
Because he's MacGyver. Mm. With a hair, look like a hairpin.
My God, this lemonade is a bomb.
the Kool-Aid man's gonna come busting through the side of the boat.
Oh yeah!
Oh yeah!
Again, another thing I had absolutely no clue about until Family Guy came.
Really?
Not a thing over here.
There's no Kool-Aid man over there?
Oh, they just inserted one of those flavor powder packs in the lemonade.
My Kool-Aid knowledge is Family Guy and David Koresh. That's it.
That's a sentence that's never been uttered. My Kool-Aid knowledge.
And the Kool-Aid man and David Koresh. What a combo.
My Kool-Aid knowledge, for those inquiring.
David Koresh. All right.
That was the guy's name, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I've got the right guy, haven't I?
The cult leader, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is he the Kool-Aid man?
Are you thinking Jonestown?
No, he was Waco, Jenny.
Yeah,
he was
Waco.
He's the guy. He's the cult leader who made everybody drink the Kool-Aid. Mm-hmm.
Drink That's the Kool-Aid right. with the white sneakers and the jumpsuits. Right.
Yeah, that okay? Yeah. Okay.
Sorry,
I have no clue what any of y'all fuckers are talking about. So y'all keep going. I mean, I know David.
No, that wasn't correct.
Just keep singing Lion King.
I was thinking y'all got your cult leaders mixed up.
He does. That's not Koresh. Koresh is the guy in the bunker in Waco.
Son of a bitch.
What am I thinking
about? You're thinking about Jonestown.
Yeah, you're thinking about Jonestown.
Jim Jones. Okay. It wasn't even Kool-Aid. It was Flavor-Aid.
It was Flavor-Aid. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you forgive me for not that bad information.
Oh, it's all right. I know you don't have cult leaders over where you're at. So.
Cult leaders haven't made it over to England yet. So.
You have Harry Potter, but no cult leaders.
I mean,
we just got Boris Johnson. No, Ben. No, no, no politics.
Shame on you.
I was gonna let it go, but you know.
Well, I wanted to clarify, make sure we got our cult leaders right.
I appreciate the clarification. I thought I was right when I said it. I was a bit confused myself.
I missed the whole movie while we were talking about that.
Oh, the boat blew up.
The
not
boat
even
went kaboom.
Up.
They flew in the water, and
I missed the whole explosion. That was great.
Now Bruce is going to ring the wife.
The explosion wasn't that impressive, I must say.
His cigarettes are wet.
A disappointing climax.
It's not over yet.
I had a nickel.
Bruce wants to talk to Holly.
All right, just down the whole bottle of Tylenol. Would you like some water to wash that down, Bruce? No, I'm tough. I'm good.
The test is finished.
Jesus.
The test is finished.
My freaking fire alarm started going off.
I was going to ask what test is it over?
Your smoke alarm talks to you? Man, fancy.
Yep.
The house is on fire. Please get out.
A special
get
guest
that
appearance.
Taco Bell allowance, yes.
Special guest appearance by Mrs. Logan.
They're celebrating like they won the fucking Super Bowl or something.
Well, look how much. Well, look at that shit. I celebrate too.
Where did they find out it's just fancy chocolate once they really?
I'm the king, undisputed, respected. For the wonder I have. Be prepared to drink champagne.
Oh, there he goes. Good. So, quite the sex scene coming up here in a minute, Jenny.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you don't really. Well, you don't really technically see it, but it's highly implied. I guess you see a little bit of it.
I don't get off on implied sex anymore, Sean. So.
Well, look, they're skipping the fuck. Well, you know, you got to take what you can get when you're my age.
He's just giving Jamie eyes the foot me eyes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And there she goes. And
she also
like,
kind of looks like Robert Patrick in a weird way.
Ew.
A
little bit,
yeah.
What?
A little bit.
See? Jenny agrees.
Right. Have you
I
seen
wouldn't
this
wanna
boy?
Fuck that chick, you know. She's probably crazy.
She'd like rip your dick off or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She'd be like one of them cicadas.
She'd start sticking that sickle in places where it doesn't belong and yeah.
Now I must put down my dick to fuck that pussy.
Oh wow. Oh the shit's got it.
Oh, exactly. Oh. Hey now.
Hey-o.
Let me fondle your neck scar. The only way I can get off anymore.
They didn't bathe first. Gross.
God damn, man.
Take a shower.
Oh, they got to fuck, so then they can bathe together and fuck.
I see. Gross. Science. There's a science. There's a method to the madness. I got it.
If I had that much gold, I wouldn't have to bathe ever again.
Victorian bath once a year.
Fuck it. I do what I want, motherfucker.
So they got busted because John figured out where they went. Hey, dickhead.
John
moves that hotel.
Could you at least let me finish? I'm in the middle of something here.
And of course she's pissed off because she's trying to get her rocks off.
Yeah. That's the correct response.
Samuel Jackson, I think she's pissed at you. That's awesome.
Jenny, oh, look at this been that, queso you, guns right
would,
here.
Would have you been that angry if that was your situation?
100%,
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, nothing's worse than attempting to get your rocks off and not getting them off. I mean, that's just...
That's just sign show. Come on.
The worst. Sean hadn't gotten his rocks off in a while, though, so he doesn't really remember those bills.
You'd be surprised.
I bet I wouldn't.
I bet you would. I bet you would.
Why do you think you're here, Logan? That's how it happened.
It wasn't like a miracle. It's not like
the stork didn't bring you, Logan.
I just said it's been a while.
Mm-hmm. You didn't get dropped off by a bird at his doorstep, for Christ's sake.
Like your mom is a Virgin Mary.
What are we doing?
Sick burn.
I feel like this movie's been on for 5 hours.
It's not forever.
It's like we must be watching.
Too fast. I think Jenny was right. It is half an hour too long.
It really is. Yeah. Absolutely.
And I say that as somebody who loves this film.
I don't love it.
There's like 45 minutes in this movie where they're just on the phone.
Yes.
Really, seriously.
And then they just go so hard. Like, it's like boring, boring, boring. Like, guy cut in half. And it's like...
roller coaster.
There's no
emotions.
In between. No. He's gonna sacrifice himself like in Armageddon, ain't he?
No.
Just like Armageddon. Leaving on a jet plane. Liv Tyler's crying in the background somewhere.
Where's Ben
Affleck? Ben Affleck's trying to remote.
Unsuccessfully.
Hey, you know.
That's good. Shoot at the helicopter with a pistol.
He's trying to shoot into the fucking helicopter.
Yes, that's not how this works.
Why?
He's Bruce Willis. He can do anything. He's John McClane.
Makes no sense.
What the hell?
Yeah, I didn't catch it.
At the hell? Helicopter.
Ben turned into a robot for a minute.
Did I? Oh, sorry.
Oh, no, you dead bitch.
This is for not letting me finish. Oh, I'm dead.
Okay, there he goes.
Now let me go back to my garage.
Garage, darling.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
There it is.
So why is Zeus here, by the way? Were they taking him to the hospital?
Yeah, John got him out to the ambulance to finish the job off.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Because that makes sense. Okay.
They're partners now. He's going to join the force.
Mm.
He's clearly trained well with what's been going on here. That's how that works.
Zeus and McLean, it's like Lethal Weapon for a new generation.
Mm.
And then he's like, I called Holly. And then he's like, oh, okay, good. She'll get over it. And it's like, what?
Did you not see the first Die Hard?
And that's like the ending's really stupid.
Yeah, this is really, really stupid.
Hey, look. It started. It stopped at the phone, just like the rest of the movie. It ended on the phone.
Are they just playing White Christmas? Is that what I just saw
on
the bottom?
Yes, they are. Yep.
There you go. It's a Christmas movie.
I love how Die Hard Christmas. I
just
love how
like
Holly.
The explosion. I
Will
used
you let
to
Teddy
be?
Talk. Shut up.
You let your son sing a song. Damn it.
Where the police
sing a song. Sing a song. No, but Holly is just like, it's like, he acts like she is this like thing that he could just put away and then go get, you know what I mean? Like, I'm going to call Holly. Like, I'm sure she's sitting around crying about me, you know, like they broke up. Like, I'm sure she's moved on. Why is it still a deal? Why is he still fucking hung up on Holly?
Cause he's kind of a dick. That's why.
Oh,
they do have children together, so that's probably somewhat to do with it.
Yeah, but you can't just keep be like, "Oh, events happened in my life unrelated to you. Let's get back together." Like,
children's more of a reason to stay away, not get back together.
Guys, we missed that. One of the names of the executive producers of this movie's name was Fitz Shithands. So, oh, and Bill Christ played
Bill
Ivan.
Christ.
Good to know.
Yeah.
I'm William Christ here. I'm reading for the part of Ivan. Mr. Christ, please stand over there.
Who's Fat Larry Loomis?
he's a wrestler, Jesus. I know.
We need to wrap this up before I piss my pants. What are
Me
we doing?
Me too.
Let's delay the outro and let's have a philosophical discussion about the end of this movie.
You're about to hear me go pee on this podcast if you don't wrap this.
I mean,
up.
There's a first time for everything, so. Well, before Sean, old man Sean pisses his pants, let's wrap this show.
Jenny has to piss too, asshole. Go ahead.
I know, but I ignored that part. Anyway.
So what's between you?
So before we wrap up this show proper, why don't we quickly, before everybody pees their pants, go around the horn and plug whatever they have. Jenny, let's start with you.
Okay. I have a podcast feed. It's called The Jenny Physician. You can find it on all the podcatcher apps. Also, I'm on Twitter at Jenny Position, and I have a Facebook page. You can find all my shows there. Right now, there's a new episode of You Heard About Pluto with Beverly Hills 90210 episode that I watched with JT and Tim. So that's really fun. And on the... Oh, God, fuck it. That's all I got. I gotta pee. I gotta pee. I'm done.
Go pee, Jennings. I'm right behind you.
All right, bye.
Sean, go ahead. Before you pee.
Yeah, with Jenny, NWA Crack and Roll on Twitter and the podcast. I'm fucking done. Good night, guys.
Logan, what do you got?
We just did the Final Resolution 2005 episode of Highway to the Impact Zone. And me and Roger just did From Square Circle to Silver Screen about They Live with Roddy Piper. So go on to Ben.
First of all, Ben, congratulations for making it through this entire podcast without passing out. So what do you have to plug, sir?
All right, we've got Popcorn Chicken Salad here on the POC feed. So the latest episode was Twilight Zone. The episode after that, that will be probably out by the time you hear this, is going to be Top Gun on the PTVN Wrestling Network. The newest episode of Special Relations should be out there. And we are going to be celebrating the one-year anniversary of Wrestling's Chicken Salad by live-watching Great American Bash 1999.
Very good. As for me, you can find me, of course, on Highway to the Impact Zone, like the other gang here. I will be a part of the Top Gun live watch, which I am also looking forward to. And I believe that is it. So, thus concludes another episode of Piece of the Action. My thanks to Logan Croslin, Sean Kidd, Ben Luck, and Jennifer Smith. I want to thank everybody who has listened to and supported this show over the past year. I do appreciate it. It is an incredibly fun show to do, and we are on to year number 2 of this show. So thank you, everybody, and we will see you all next time.
Oh, that was a good piss.
Don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer in the city.
Hit pause.
Shut your mouth.
Very easy.
I'll be being a dick. All right, I'm at 1 second.
Can't take you anywhere. Jesus God. You can dress them up, but no.
Nah, I don't even do that. Sitting around in my underwear right now.
You fantastic.
Oh, good God.
I knew that would get you.
Just like Rocky IV all over again.
Well, not really. I just wanted to hear the reaction.
Mission accomplished.
You can put lipstick on a pig and get stole a pig.
Wow. Jenny, are you in the garage?
Yes, I am in the garage.
I thought you were done with the garage.
I thought I was too. I can't quit you, garage.
I gotta go again.
So I created like a little fucking hobbit hole in here, and it's like my safe place now.
Isn't it hotter sitting there?
It's not bad right now.
Oh, okay.
It's warm.
I feel like I would get swamp ass if I was in there.
I didn't say I didn't have a swamp ass.
Now I got Jenny with swamp ass in my image.
God, please don't. I was just kidding.
No, but that. I mean, that's of kind course. Of a hard pill to swallow and not, like, think about it, you know? It's like, oh.
How is it a hard pill to swallow? What are you talking about?
I was just kidding. Afflicts
numerous people.
Oh, just ignore me. I told you I'm freaking drugged up and drunk. Just ignore me.
Drugs, it's fine. Don't worry.